DW.
Das erste Mal, wo ich mich erinnern kann, ist so mit 3-4 Jahren gewesen.
The first time I can remember is when I was 3 or 4 years old, I got a slap.
As children, boys experience a lot of violence in many, many different contexts. Being hit at home, being picked on in the street by other boys.
I saw a lot how my dad talked to my mother and how he hit her. So the violence was always there. I can't remember a time when I didn't experience it.
In Germany, physical punishment used to be considered a parental right. That changed in the year 2000, but it is still happening. Björn Zufka works as a therapist for a counseling center called Mann o Mann, or Man o Man. He's been working with men who are victims of violence for more than 2 decades.
Men who didn't experience violence in their childhood tend to be in the minority. Many surveys show that the majority have experienced some sort of violence.
He hears accounts like this one from a young man who asked to remain anonymous.
When I was 3 or 4, he took my hand and squeezed it so hard that he nearly broke the bones. He hid behind doors and attacked me. He used pain to wake me out of nowhere from my sleep, punishing me for little things like throwing away a few pieces of bread. He'd choke me from behind until I was shaking and wouldn't stop until I thought I was going to die.
Accounts like this one reflect a harsh reality. Children are still being beaten behind closed doors every day, says Ursula Ruchkowski. Ruchkowski is the chief detective at a police station for criminal prevention and the protection of victims, about an hour outside of the western German city of Dortmund.
Essentially, we do have a law that says parents cannot hit their children, but the reality is usually a different story.
And many men who experience violence at the hands of their fathers suffer their entire
lives. Warum hat er das gemacht? Weil er hatte einfach eine psychische Krankheit.
Why did he do it? Because he was mentally ill. He had borderline personality disorder and wouldn't get help. So instead, he let it out on us. Whenever I, as a kid, said no to anything, he said he would punish me.
Of course, it's a highly traumatic experience for children. And we know from lots of research how this violence in childhood hurts their psyches in the long term. And yes, children carry that around with themselves their whole lives, and perhaps even become very susceptible to other mental disorders.
In Germany, child abuse falls under the criminal offense of domestic abuse.
People are more familiar with women being victims of abuse, but there are boys who are physically abused too. So what has this done to me as a man? Well, if you face abuse every day, that won't make you resilient. They tell you that as a man you should be able to protect others, to be courageous and to stand up for yourself. For me, even today, I don't know how to fight back. The violence has already broken me as a child. I learned not to be defiant, and I'm still that way. I get nervous very fast around other people. It's a big weakness. Depression, too. It's only natural that that's what came of it.
A man isn't any less of a man just because he was victimized, especially not as a child. We know that men are the most likely to experience violence as children from their parents.
The man recounting his experience says he had no way of defending himself as a kid.
I wasn't even allowed to talk about it, otherwise I would have really gotten it. I couldn't even tell my mother. I remember a woman next door told my father to stop hitting his children, but he said he never hit us. And then I said, he does too, sometimes. On the way home, he told me he was going to kill me. He left me on edge for several days and then would attack me from behind again and again.
In Germany, when neighbors report cases like these, they're taken very seriously by the police, who then inform child services, says Ursula Ruchkowski. Child Services then takes a closer look at the family situation and weighs its options, like offering family counseling.
And then he was gone. He left. My parents separated. And from that day on, I did what I wanted. It was good. Very good.
It wasn't until many years later that he understood he was the victim of a criminal offense. As a kid, he thought his father's violence was normal.
He's definitely an offender, but I only started thinking of him that way recently. I noticed he hadn't changed. He has a new wife, a new kid. I saw how he was going to do it to that kid too, and I thought to myself, I can't accept this.
The statute of limitations has run out on his own case, but today he knows that his father did something wrong, and it's time for it to stop. He wants to protect his younger half-brother.
He played innocent with me the same way he did back then with our neighbor. But then I saw his wife had a black eye, and the memories started coming back bit by bit, things I'd forgotten for years. And then I said to myself, I'm reporting him.
He got help from an organization that helps victims of abuse called the White Ring. They helped him report the case, get a lawyer, and understand what his rights were.
I feel responsible for my half-brother because I know exactly how it is. And I also know what the consequences will be. He's 11. I asked him if our dad hits him, and he said, yes. And then, but it's normal. And I said, okay, I'll handle it.
The German organization The White Ring has 3,000 volunteers. One of them is Wigbert Münsterteicher.
We discussed over the course of many conversations what would happen if he went to the police. He ended up going to report his father. I think it was a relief for him and took a weight off his shoulders.
I had a consultation with the police service for abuse victims. They were very supportive and said right away, this is what you can do, here are the steps. And I reported him for the things he did to my brother. I hope he goes to jail and my brother is safe from him.
Chief Detective Ursula Ruchkowski says taking that step is also important for moving past trauma.
The fact that he can even do anything about it is already a difference compared to his childhood experience of being helpless and at his father's mercy and always wondering what's going to happen now. Now it's different, and he can say, I can point a finger at this person and I don't want these children to be harmed.
My brother's like a mirror for me. When I see what happened to him, it's like seeing myself. It was important to me not to look away.
According to Germany's Federal Statistical Office, Child Services reviewed more than 150,000 cases in 2018. One out of every three cases was confirmed as a case of child endangerment.
I do think that there's much more going on behind closed doors than people imagine. That kids are being abused, tortured, wives battered, and that sort of thing, of course.
Germany's state institutions are limited when it comes to how they can intervene. But volunteers like Wigbert Münsterteicher of the organization The White Ring can support these victims along the way.
In this man's case, we were able to spare his brother, who is much younger. I talked to him yesterday, and he sounded upbeat and positive.
I don't want offenders to get away with it without punishment. How can there be a statute of limitations on torture when its effect doesn't have one? It's unbelievable. What's the outlook now? I hope he'll be sentenced, and after that, I want to concentrate on things other than him. I want to bring this to a close.
Helping his brother helped him deal with his own trauma. And it's also a small step in overcoming the taboo of talking about the violence men are facing.
DW.